Hi, my name is Jeff Johnson. Welcome to this version of Control
Ups. No, you're wrong. It's not a version. It's an episode, Jeff. Come on, get with the program.
Welcome to this episode of Control Up, the upload. I'm here with my esteemed colleague who does not need any introduction. So let's just go into our guest.
Yeah, what he said.
That's Eugenia. How you doing, Eugenia?
Oh, I am just wonderful. Just fine and dandy and wonderful-rific, all real words.
Hey, we have one of our favorite people at Control Up as a guest speaker today.
That we do. The infamous Bing Cherry, Joel Stalker.
How you doing, Joel?
Hello, hello.
I thought that you were going to introduce somebody else, as your favorite person, but I'm excited to be back because it's been a year, I think, that I was last on, so.
Yeah, things changed. Things have changed. Hey, Joel, we wanted to have you on today because everyone's talking about digital employee experience and the manageability or management of DEX. And I think we have a DEX management launch coming up. Is that right?
That is right, Jeff. We are doing several announcements later this week.
And what is DEX? Let's start off with that.
Sure, absolutely. So the funny thing is when you kind of start reading about DEX or DEX, digital employee experience, you find quite a few different definitions. But in a nutshell, it's basically the sum of perceptions, some people say, of employees interacting with technology in the workplace. And that could be technology they use to do their job, but it could also be technologies they use to collaborate or communicate or keep connected with, like back office functions like HR. So it's really anytime I touch technology, if it's an app or a desktop or anything like that, when I'm at work, right? I don't think there's a thing like that anymore at work, but yeah. When I'm working, that is, all these experiences, some of these experiences is the digital employee experience.
Okay. All right. So then to manage that.
Exactly. I was hoping that you would lead me into that, Jeff. But indeed, to observe and collect metrics and collect perception of these experiences, but when the employee is interacting with technologies, you need a tool or a platform that actually brings all that data together and turns that into actionable insights for the organization, mostly for us, that means for IT organizations, so that they can improve upon the digital experience. And sometimes that means, fixing issues, right? It could be as simple as an all-time favorite is slow logons, right? But right. It could be anything. It could be a slow SaaS application or an application that's not available or something with my physical endpoint. So there's all these different things we do to bring that data together in front of the IT team so that they can optimize the digital employee experience. And as you indicated, what was that, Jeff?
Oh, Eugenia. I'm sure you have a follow-up question to that.
Well, I mean, I've got like 18 follow-up questions, but I don't want to be spending my whole time asking questions because I know that he has all the answers already. But I mean, so how are we doing this, and how are we pulling all this information from all over the place all together into this view where people can have actionable information and can improve the overall DEX? Like how are we doing this, Joel? Tell me, how are we doing it?
Well, we do that in several ways, but the two main methods of collection are through an agent as well as agentless. So we have agents that collect data from the, if you're in a VDI environment, from the session, if you're using a physical endpoint, for example, macOS or Windows, we have an agent on the physical endpoint. And then we enrich that with additional metrics from APIs from vendors, synthetic testing we added about 2 years ago, might actually be exactly 2 years ago. So we bring in all these different data points from the application side, the technology side, from the user side where they work, And you know, something that is new in this platform release, we're also starting to bring in user sentiment.
User sentiment.
User sentiment. Jinx. Yeah. You owe me a soda.
Yeah. So you know, there's of course the quantitative metrics, right? So whatever you can get through an API or an agent, right? CPU performance reused, counters, yeah, and metrics, right? These are objective, right? I mean, it's just a number. We bring that over. We do that in real time. But you know, it's at the end of the day, what does the number mean? So to really understand or get a complete picture of the digital experience, you also need to actually ask the user, right? Like, hey, how is the experience? My favorite example, Jeff knows this, right? Is like about slow logons, right? If I say that I can measure a logon taking 30 seconds, but it doesn't tell me if that is slow or fast, right? I need to ask Jeff, right? Is 30 seconds slow or fast? And I could get different answers from Eugenia or Jeff. Right. So bringing in the sentiment, right, of the technology experience by actually asking through surveys and NPS scores is an important part. So that is one of the key features we're adding in this platform release is user sentiment collection and reporting, which allows you to actually send out surveys to the employee or anybody using, you know, on your network and kind of collect that data and then present it so that you understand, you know, how you're doing, how the performance is as an IT team with the project that you're running, new technology rollouts, onboarding, and things like that.
So if I can jump in here, I got to say, so one thing I've talked with a lot of different people about user sentiment, and I get this like almost apprehension sometimes to start with, you know, from like the IT admins, like, oh God, I don't want to hear what they actually have to say. Oh God, no.
You can't trust them.
I view that as an opportunity though, because so I'm all about like trying to like how we can improve the ROI and how we can really, you know, improve the value and how we can make the experience better and all that. And I feel that getting like starting out with like to start with getting that initial user sentiment baseline, like, so like prior to today, we don't even know. It's just like, I don't know. It's probably maybe okay. I don't know. But now we have actual data, and maybe the actual result is the user sentiment. It's not good right now. People are not happy. They're not having a good digital experience, but that is room to grow. And with everything else that we have available, we're able to actually improve that experience. And then everyone gets raises because user sentiment went from garbage to amazing in a matter of, you know, weeks, days, months, minutes. I don't know. Varying levels of impressiveness.
But no, that's, absolutely. Like, you make a good point. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, I mean, and sometimes, you know, sticking your head in the sand, right? It's like, yeah, what I don't know, I don't know. But, you know, how can you improve upon something if you don't know, right? So it is important for teams, for IT teams to kind of like start looking at, yeah, this digital experience, not only, you know, to understand how they're doing, but it's also in the interest of the company, right? Unhappy users leave the company. So, it's important to kind of like take that into the mix.
I keep thinking of almost every time I've called some kind of a support for my bank or insurance company or something like that. And that person on the other end of the line is like, oh, sorry, my computer's running slow today. Right? So it's affecting me as a customer. And this agent is complaining to me about their digital experience, but it's having a profound impact on me because they're wasting my time. So does their IT department know that their application's running slow?
Well, I hope they don't. Because otherwise, you know, if they know, why don't they address it? Right. And it's probably because they don't see everything in the numbers, right? Metrics that you collect, the performance metrics only tell you a part of the story. And sometimes that means that you're oblivious. You don't know.
Their back-end systems could be running just perfect, right? And these agents could be working at home, working anywhere, and the problem could be down there. So there could be an actual physical problem or a network problem, an application problem, you know, whatever that technology problem is, that is either not being captured or addressed. But then, as something as that simple, like you said, the user sentiment, this is affecting me. this is not making me happy.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you talked about physical endpoints and VDI a little bit. What else do you got for DEC and user sentiment? What else you got for DEX?
Yeah, so as part of this, these new releases, so we have the user sentiment collection and reporting. We are also further expanding our capabilities for SaaS and web application monitoring. So we introduced ScoutBees, I think about 2 years ago. Then last year, I think it was in February, we added network testing to this that included HTTPS testing, which, you know, could test the availability through synthetic testing of websites, web applications, SaaS applications. But we're now further expanding those capabilities to also bring in site load testing. So now we can actually, you know, determine how long it takes for certain pages from, that could again be websites, but also SaaS applications, mm-hmm. how long it takes to load, to get a really kind of complete picture of the load time of your applications. And in addition to that, we're also making it easier to set it up. So we're adding what we call application templates, which allows customers basically to, with a couple of clicks, to set up one of these synthetic tests. And without having to kind of like do all the research, which IP addresses, which URLs, right? It's just out of the box. One of the first one is Exchange Online. You just select it.
Yeah.
You give it a name. You click Next. Set an alerting policy. And boom, you're done. Now you're testing the availability of Exchange Online. And you will see more and more of these application templates coming into our SaaS and web application offering.
That's pretty huge. Because obviously, yeah, when someone tries to use that or has a bad experience or just unavailable, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what happens when a SaaS application, you know, although you don't always have control over, you know, like the uptime, right? You can't fix Microsoft 365 or Office 365.
Right.
But if you have 500 users or 5,000 users in the morning trying to access that and it doesn't work, guess what they're all going to do?
Eugenia, if you opened up Monday tomorrow, the app Monday, and it wasn't mm-hmm. running, who would you call?
The president. No, Ghostbusters. No. Well, I'd probably call our IT guys after calling both the president and Ghostbusters.
Yeah, probably with like 1,000 other control employees are calling mm-hmm. IT, right? And what's IT going to do about it? They don't Monday, right?
They'd become, you know, that meme with the little dog and everything's on fire. And it's like, this is fine. That would be our IT department.
Well, and you bring up a good point, right? They can't really fix it, right? But every ticket that's being opened costs money, right?
Oh,
even before it's touched, right? Like, you know, the moment that the IRT department needs to open a ticket, read through it, right? Kind of like assign it, respond to it.
Like, we have a known issue, like, come back in a half hour.
Right.
Well, I see something really cool happen on Slack is that, you know, sometimes instead of people, you know, all panicking, one person will panic, hey, I can't get into this thing or that thing. And they say, go look at this channel. We posted an update. We already know. Don't worry. We're on it. Because they were aware from the start. Maybe there was a scout and the scout was like, hey, this thing is down. So the IT guys are like, okay, cool. I'll let them know. And that way, instead of freaking out and yelling at me, they'll post about it for a second. And then someone say, go look at this thing. Yeah. And then everyone's like, okay, crisis averted.
Calm down.
Yeah. And that's nice. That's nice.
No exploding dogs after they're jumping off that little goodness. Stair.
Exactly.
Okay, so we got physical endpoints, we got VDI and desktop as a service, you got SaaS and web apps for DEX. What else?
We have one more awesome thing, which is something completely new, which we haven't done before, which is unified communications monitoring. And particularly in this initial release, we are supporting Microsoft Teams. Uh-huh. And what we do is we bring a whole bunch of information over from the Microsoft Teams API and present that into a Microsoft Teams dashboard that gives you information about how many meetings, how long the meetings were, who were in the meetings, what was the call quality of the meetings, were there issues with the meeting, for example, the audio, the video, the screen sharing. So we bring in all this kind of like information that doesn't only give you insights in usage, but also insights into the digital experience for users using Microsoft Teams. And there are quite a few.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like you know, in the last 2 years, that has become the way we kind of interact with each other for many of us. Now, we're not only bringing in data from Microsoft, right? That is a part of it. But what we also do is we have integrated this with our HDX solution. So when you see an issue in a meeting, you will be able to drill down and get more details about what was actually causing the issue. Maybe it was somebody's local Wi-Fi on their desktop. Of course, with Scoutbees, we can get insights into the availability of the platform, what we just talked about. And then, you know, with this additional data from the Microsoft Teams API, we get a complete picture that gives IT teams the capability to actually pinpoint issues and hopefully address them.
Will this help my manager run a better meeting?
So this, wow. This is a tough question. No, because we use Zoom, and Zoom is on a roadmap. Initially, it's only Microsoft Teams.
Okay. Looks like you're out of luck.
So you're stuck with me, man. Sorry.
Okay. Eugenia, what are two or three things that you learned today?
Well, I learned that that you've got some feelings about your manager's meeting.
Oh, he runs style. Great. He runs great team.
but no. So I learned more about the level of information that we're going to be bringing in about the whole unified communications tools, as well as, man, I hadn't realized we were going with this whole new approach. This makes a whole bunch of sense about the DEX management platform launch. I mean, there's so many things that have been happening recently, like so many new, like, oh, this new feature, that new feature. And it had felt like a little bit all over the place, but it is all part of this bigger picture, this bigger launch, this bigger initiative, this, you know, this whole new kind of plan. And that it all suddenly makes a lot more sense. So I think, yeah, you said two or three. That was two. Yeah. What do you think? What did you learn?
I think the application templates for our SaaS and web apps for the proactive synthetic monitoring, right? Just to be able to open a template. I'm kind of wondering, well, maybe that's for a future conversation, if people can start developing their own templates and is it extendable? But maybe we'll learn about that more in the launch.
I honestly, it's a good question. You're throwing a good question out there, and I can't answer it. Maybe we should do a follow up conversation with the product team on this.
That's fantastic.
But it's a pretty good idea. It's a pretty good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, so you want one bonus item?
Yeah.
Obviously.
So you are familiar with our Scoutbees, where we can test the availability of Citrix and VMware Horizon desktops.
Yeah.
We're also adding support for AVD to that. So now Woo! You will be able to test the availability of AVD workloads.
Wow.
Jeff, I learned something else. You said two or three. I've got three. So did you know that we are adding to our Scouts? We're adding the ability to test the availability of AVD workloads. You know? Did you know that? I just learned that.
That was too pretty cheap. Cool, huh? That was cheap. All right. Hey, that wraps it up for this version.
I think it's season or episode or I don't
it's
know.
Episode. It's episode. Come on.
Of Control Up. We will see you next season on the Upload Control Up. Say goodbye, Eugenia.
Goodbye, Eugenia.
Bye, Eugenia.
Bye, Eugenia.
Thanks, guys.